This is Louisa Clarence Smith from EG, and I have three experts here to talk to us today about the London Office Crane Survey by Deloitte Real Estate. So we've got Sean Dawson, who is author of the report, Philip Mitchell, director in the Occupier team, and Mike Cracknell, who is director in the Construction Cost Consultancy. Thanks very much to you all for joining us. So Sean, first of all, you obviously put the report together. The sort of top line figure is pretty striking, 3.9 million square feet of new office space completed in the last 6 months, which you say is the largest volume of office space in central London for the last 13 years that you've been doing the study. Can you just talk us through kind of, you know, how significant that is and why you think we've reached that figure?
No problem. So total construction activity is at 13.9 million square feet, which is down 6% on the previous 6 months. But what this is masking somewhat is that we have seen above average level of new starts, both in number and volume. But as you mentioned, we've also seen a wave of completions, the highest of which we've seen in 13 years in a single survey, totaling 3.9 million square feet. And it's this wave of completions that has led to a marginal decline in overall construction levels. But what the report leads on to discuss is more that that we have seen this wave of completions, and it's not about a slowdown in development per se. It's just that we've now, this particular 6 month period that we've looked at has shown a culmination of 2 years worth of construction activity coming to an end, as it were, and that's why we've seen that large wave come through. So it's not necessarily a slowdown, because we're still in double-digit volume level of volume, and that's the fourth consecutive survey that we've been in double-digit territory.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, that sort of 3.9 million figure shows office completions where, you know, developers made decisions about those, you know, a couple of years ago. So obviously, you know, the economic climate and political climate's changed a lot since then. So looking sort of further down the line, are we going to continue to see more office stock being delivered in the next 6 months or 6 months after that?
Yeah, we've so one of the things that we also track is the future pipeline, looking out to 2021, and yes, we do see developers eyeing up the next 5 years as a potential to develop a lot more space. If we kind of segment that down into the type of what stage those developments are at, we've got close to 8 million square feet that is currently in demolition phase, so ready for that for the button to be pushed on construction phase. So yes, we do see a good number of schemes that are in the pipeline ready to start.
And Mike, you're obviously director of construction cost consultancy. What's the sort of feedback you're getting from the construction industry about the market at the moment?
So when we did, our survey on construction, on the construction market, going out to sort of trade contractors and subcontractors, this is the second one we've done, which we've generated, so it sits alongside the Crane survey, so it's useful to make that comparison that you're suggesting. When we did this 6 months ago, we asked about sentiment around workload and price change. When we did this 6 months ago around workload, there was some of the early trades, the demolition people, the substructure and superstructure to some extent, were suggesting a sort of a drop, a fall in workload, which at the time we thought sort of correlated with the sort of the end of this cycle and a potential sort of calming down of the activity that we'd seen, which sort of, you know, relates to what we've just been talking about. This survey, though, slightly confounds that, and you can see from the graph within the survey that show the sort of the green dots, which is 2017 numbers. And within 2017, all contractors that we surveyed were suggesting there was a rise in their workload. And the likes of the demolition and the substructure trades were much more positive than before. a little bit of decline in the guys, sort of the internal finishes and the services type trade contractors, where, you know, relating to some of this completion, I guess. But nevertheless, they're still in positive territory and seeing, you know, rising forward workload. So that relates to this sort of ongoing work.
Great. And Philip, so the key question really is, you know, are there going to be enough office requirements to fill all this space which is coming through? Have you had a chance to sort of think about that?
Sure. Well, I think it's an important stat just to draw out from the survey is the level of space that's under construction that's already been committed to, and that's 43%. So that's, you know, that is a significant amount of what is a healthy pipeline that's already effectively been taken out of the market.
And then when you how does that compare to sort of previous studies? Is that good? You know, it's around 50% kind of long-term average, or is that, you know, how does that compare to previous years?
So this is Sean here. It's it has increased, and it's probably the largest. In fact, it is the largest share of pre-letting activity or leasing activity on space under construction since 2014. It just shows that that there is a resilience of or robustness of occupied demand on space under construction.
And when you think about the level of active requirements which are out there in the central London market currently, it is, you know, to use that word again, it's resilient. There is a reasonably healthy level of demand. And when you compare it to this time last year, it's actually just probably slightly ahead of the level of demand that we saw in the market at the beginning of 2016. So I think we will see, you know, we'll continue to see a healthy level of take-up for the foreseeable.
And also, if we couple that with the so I mentioned at the start of this about the wave of completions, it's worth pointing out at this stage that 47% of the space that completed in this particular survey was already leased ahead of completion. So softening any blow of kind of a glut of space coming onto the market vacant.
And what are the forecasts like for, you know, future leasing activity, Philip? I mean, are there enough requirements out there going forward?
Yes, so there is a good amount of active requirements in the market currently, and potential requirements as well, which we believe will come through to fruition in the next 12 to 24 months.
Right, and it's an open question, really. I mean, were you surprised by the results given the sort of current market?
So in terms of the Crane survey results, no, because this is something that we've been tracking. So we kind of expected to stay in this ballpark in terms of the level of construction. Obviously, the level of leasing activity going up, whilst not surprising, is healthy, and with the political and economic uncertainty out there, you can't take anything for granted.
Great, thank you very much.